specific scandal-related Gmail account linked to your Twitter or Facebook. So you can do that. Now, am I recommending that? Not necessarily. Not necessarily. Like in my case, you know, I have a specific email address for a specific Twitter account, and I have a specific person in my team that's handling that email account. All right? Now, if you're doing this solo, if you have so many accounts with different information on it, that could be very, very confusing. Okay? So you might want to just do a couple, if not just one email address, if you're just doing this solo. That makes sense, Clara. Okay? Because with your Gmail account or your own account, you can actually have folders and organize yourself. All right. Other questions about our training tonight? Okay. Does Twitter allow one more identity using the same email account? No. You can't. You have to use a separate email account for one Twitter account. Here's the deal, though. If you have your own website that has multiple email addresses, which is what I have, you can actually use a email specific account, and then it goes to your general email. Let me explain what I mean. For example, my domain name is masterlessbuller.com. All right, I have an account that says that is DFY guy in Twitter. Okay, that goes to DFY guy at masterlessbuller.com, but that's also redirected to my main Gmail account. Okay, and I just have a separate folder. I have another account that's targeted towards Filipino outsource job applicants, okay? And it's a long name, so I don't want to mention it. It'll may confuse you. That has a specific, let's say, for example, that's a thing that's like that's like Pinoy jobs online at masterlessbuller.com. That still goes to my main Gmail account, if that makes sense. I hope that helps, Charlotte. Other questions? I guess your question, Clara and Charlotte, are related. Now I know what Clara meant by a unique email address. Yes, I do recommend using a unique email address. Now that Charlotte asked that question, I do recommend a unique email address, but for organization's sake, you know, especially if you're working solo, you know, get them to redirect to your main email account. I highly recommend Gmail as an email account because it's very good, it's very intuitive, it's got a lot of storage, and the spam filtration process is very good. So what if you – well, you know, as I said, because you're starting solo, the question for Charlotte is what if you don't have what you have, meaning you don't have a domain. If you don't have a domain yet, just use a Gmail account, all right? And if you're doing this solo, especially if you're doing this part-time and you're doing it 30 minutes or less a day, I recommend only opening one Twitter account that's keyword-specific and maybe one other personal email account or a personal Twitter account. Now, if you can afford $10 for a domain name, and I think a couple more bucks for a domain name forwarding at GoDaddy.com, you can actually have a an email forwarding. Let's say, for example, your domain name is CharlotteColby.com. I mean, you can have, you know, Twitter account one at CharlotteColby.com, or you can have, you know, another email account that says, you know, Twitter account number two at CharlotteColby.com. But I suggest that it still goes to one Gmail account and organized from just one Gmail account, because it'd be crazy for you to have like 3, 4, 5 Gmail accounts. Just remembering those passwords could be hairy and difficult.